And now we wish a very happy Christmas to Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel, good morning to you. How are you
good
keeping?
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I love your tree, by the way. Is that your handiwork?
Oh, no, I can't claim that. I'm afraid that's done before I got home.
I suspect
I should have
a
Christmas jumper on now when I see yours.
Well, I just thought I'd get into it, but you've got the tree, no, so you've got
then
Christmas
jumper. I just said I'll use the tree instead, you know.
How are you keeping your reflections on 24, Daniel?
Oh, I'm fine. Listen, sure, it's been a good year for us. You know, we've done a lot of travelling and, as far as the career's concerned, no complaints. But it's lovely to be home, you know, for Christmas. And as usual, I'm home with a cold. Yeah. I always get a cold this time of year.
We're all the same.
When you stop travelling, you just let down the barrier. But no, it's just great to be back, and we're waiting. The Siobhan and Gavin and the grandchildren are coming today, so that's the main part of it all.
Isn't it interesting in life, Daniel? Sort of, you know, you think you're in a place or a space, and I'm talking for all of us, not you. You know, little things change in life, and new wee people come along, and then Christmas becomes about something completely different. It's the wonderful thing about life, isn't it? How you know you think you know where you're at, and then you get this curveball or whatever it might be, and everything takes on a whole different perspective.
Yeah, and you know their tune is louder than anybody else's tune. So for the next 10 days now, it'll be all about them, and so that's the way we want it. You wouldn't have it any other way. And Siobhan sent a message today. I think it was Christmas morning. She says, the children are running around the house saying, we're going to Donegal. So and I just put back, woohoo.
And, you know, I loved Christmas as a child, and we were very lucky. But there's something particularly special of seeing sort of Christmas through young people's eyes as well, you know, where you're watching on. I think it's almost better.
I know, and the excitement and just the anticipation that they have, and, you know, they're wondering, will they get, and the Archie's always wondering, is he good enough? Last year we went to Lapland, you know, and when we went into Santa, there were just Archie and Olivia and Siobhan, Gavin and myself and Magella. The wee fella didn't go. But like Santa was there, and he says, Archie and Olivia and Archie, you're on the nice list. And Archie turned round to us, and his two eyes were almost popping out of his head. He couldn't believe that he was on the nice list.
Absolutely wonderful.
But the joy of it is fantastic.
Yeah, and you like being home in Donegal yourself too.
I do, haven't you, Daniel?
Last
year we spent it with Siobhan and Banbridge. But Siobhan, it wasn't even halfway Christmas Day, and she says, now this is not working. She says, we're going to Donegal next year. She just loves to be up here too, so it suits us great. We felt last year we should, you know, go to them and not have them travelling, but they're wanting to be here, and it suits us. I love being here, and I suppose I love, you know, the chance to sing at the, you know, with the choir too. Hopefully I'll have the voice and kind of shape. It's a bit raw this morning, but hopefully I'll be able to, you know, sing as I always do with the choir tomorrow night. And that's just Christmas for me. I love it. I love love our chapel and just seeing everybody and there's just a lovely atmosphere. And Father Pat, our priest here, is just, he's exceptional, you know. And we're blessed to have him.
In terms of the one thing I wanted to mention, obviously, I want to talk about opportunity people have to see you a little later on. But I didn't speak to you. You're constantly plagued with these ne'er-do-wells trying to scam your followers. And I think you're a target for this, particularly because, A, you're incredibly popular, but B, because of your personal relationship with fans. And I think the scammers sort of exploit those two things, to say the least, Daniel. But just a reminder for those who may not have heard your previous interviews or saw your posts, there are people that are spamming your social media, pretending to be you to try and exploit your fans. And it's just to let everybody know that it's not you, and to be on their guard.
Yeah, I think people need to be really aware, you know. And in our case, or my case, it's mainly on the Facebook page where people are going in. People are going in. That's Magella saying cheerio. She's heading off.
See you, Magella.
And
I heard the door too.
I know, it's closing the door as well. Anyway, you know, on the Facebook page, and whenever a post goes up about anything at all, immediately these fake pages answer.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's me answering, and that generally starts with, thank you for your love and support. Now, I would never use them words, even though they sound lovely.
Yeah.
It's just not the way I express
it's not
myself.
Your way of speaking. Yeah.
And then, you know, it's so nice of you to send a message. If you'd like to talk to me privately, click the link below. Or sometimes they'll send people friend requests, you know. And I just don't do any of that. I don't contact people personally. The page is done by the record company. Now, of course, the office, Trish and Joan, they have access to it, and they can put up, you know, if we're putting shows on sale or if I'm doing something, they can put it up. But I don't go on myself. And anybody that watched me during COVID going on would know that whatever was happening would be over by the time I would get it up. You know, the whatever information had to be put up, because I was just a disaster trying to figure out how to go on Facebook and all this live stuff. But just to, for people to know, I mean, yesterday I got a message to say, you know, that from a plumbing company, you know, that the debit for the plumbing company needs to be paid. Well, I didn't get plumbing done. Yeah. In fact, we have an apartment down in Dublin that we're trying to get a toilet fixed for the past 4 months, and we can't get a plumber. So if there's any plumber...
Unless they saw your advert and realised you weren't the man to get out to service the boiler.
I know.
It could be something
just
to do with that.
I get loads of messages from a man post saying your parcel is... Yep. And I know fine I haven't, because I've no parcel.
But they can send that out to 5,000 people, and they only need 5 people to be waiting on a parcel.
So just for people to be very aware, you know, if you get something from somebody that wants something, that they're asking you to do something, if you know the person that's sending you the thing, ring them up and ask them, did they send a message.
Yeah,
that's the best way to go.
Right, Daniel, we're already looking forward to 2025, and you've got two local performances I want to mention in Bundoran in the Great Northern Hotel, which is a lovely setting, and an equally lovely setting, but in different ways sometimes too, is the Millennium Forum in Derry. Yeah. Thursday the 15th and Friday the 16th of May. Two venues you clearly love enjoying playing, because you go back to them and you're at the stage of your career now. You don't have to if you don't want to. So you must love the places, Daniel.
We love the Millennium Forum. It's a great venue to play in. You know, just it's such a lovely, as you say, a lovely setting. And again, with Bundoran, although it's totally different, it's like it's a hotel room, but the atmosphere in both are brilliant. You know, so we're looking forward to it. It's nice to get, you know, around to do the shows everywhere. I'm not doing as many next year. We did 80 something shows this year, and I decided that I'm talking long enough about cutting down.
Yeah, I was going to say that, Daniel.
I have it down to 50 next year.
Yeah, this seems to be an every year commentary. I don't doubt for a second you'll probably end up doing 80 one way or other. I don't know. I mean, 50 is plenty, but bloody hell.
Yeah, I'm hoping anyway. I'm blessed to be able to do it the way I do it and choose, you know, what I do. But I suppose you just move with whatever's going on, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
And look forward to doing what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and plus there's still plenty of opportunities for your fans to see you. I want to save your voice for the Christmas carols and what have you, so I'm not even going to try and tease you into singing for us, but I'm going to play an old Christmas card from you, that's okay.
That song was P.O.'s favourite. Whenever I would go on with him on Boxing Day, the first song, the introduction, would be the old Christmas card. Yeah. So it's appropriate to play. And just Happy Christmas to everybody. Happy Christmas to all our own family too. And, you know, they're all around here. Of course, Trish's taken over. Sadly, Kieran passed away, my manager, this year. That was a big blow to us, you know. And not even the fact of the business side of things, just from a friend's side of things, it was just a huge loss. But Trish has taken over the work that Kieran was doing, and she's done a Trojan job. So I need to just mention how good she was and how good she is. And all the family and the children, of course, Bosco's and Bridget and Joey and Frankie and Lisa and the children. Frankie hasn't been well, so we're wishing them a very happy Christmas and hope that he feels, you know, good over the Christmas season and New Year.
For sure.
So that's it. And now everybody else listening, happy Christmas, and watching too. I suppose they're watching everywhere. So happy Christmas, especially to the Donegal people away from home. We meet them everywhere. So I hope you have a bit of Donegal wherever you are. And as long as you have Highland Radio, you know, Greg, I'm talking too much now because you're ready to go.
No.
You wouldn't believe the people that are listening to Highland Radio everywhere we go, especially the Donegal people. They're listening. Local radio is more important than anybody can ever imagine. And, you know, in the UK, a lot of the local radios are syndicated, you know, where even though you're in Donegal, you might be coming from somewhere else. I hope that never happens with the radio in Ireland, that some, you know, somebody buys up five or six radios and just does one show for five or six places. Because the fact that you can talk about local things, that's what makes Highland Radio our radio, you know? And that's why people can... I know that I was in America and Christine Hanlon from Letcher, her and her husband was there in Shipshewana, and she listens all the time. And another woman in Pennsylvania from Kerry Keel, Mary was her name. She was in Wilkesboro, and she said she listens, especially to David James. I think she has an eye for the young fellas.
Well, that rules me out, Daniel.
Listen, I better let you go. Listen, you have loads of people to talk to.
Listen.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Do you hear that gravel? Where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Go on now and play the old Christmas carol.
That was lovely,
Happy
Daniel.
Happy Christmas,
Take
everybody.
Take care, and best wishes to you and all of your family. I hope you have the most wonderful Christmas. Thank you so much, Daniel.
God bless.
God bless you too. Happy Christmas. Okay. Right, we got an impromptu bit of White Christmas, and here in its entirety is an old Christmas card from Daniel O'Donnell. And, of course, remember P.O. McCann, who Daniel mentioned there. And everyone who we miss at this time of year, for some, the loss and the pain is very real and raw and right now. And for others, it could be 60 years ago and still at this time, the person that you love and you miss is very much in your thoughts and you wish they were there. So it's timely, I suppose, that we remember Pio and others that we have lost and miss very much. Here is an old Christmas card by Daniel O'Donnell.
It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
But you know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. I thrill with every word, every line.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Very happy Christmas, especially to our Donegal hero, Daniel O'Donnell. He is an absolute gentleman, entertainer, and is 100% Donegal. God bless Helen and Mary. Please play a request for Leanne, Mikey, Lily and Faye Power travelling from Waterford to Donegal for Christmas. That comes in from Carol, Michael and Vicky McGill. Good job, Greg. Enjoy your Christmas and New Year. Thank you. Happy birthday, Bridie Doherty, who's had a tough year. She's a great lady from Cranford. Love from all the gang at home. Bridie, I hope things are picking up for you. Hi, can you ask Greg to give a big shout out to all the Coyle boys back in church? In Churchter for the holidays. Tell Greg, best love I had this year was when the banger joke he made with with Michael on the Friday Entertainment Slot was a cracker. No need to read the last part out. Oh, well, I just read the last part out. That was probably one of my highlights, all right. Greg, no Christmas dinner for you after telling on Ashley she could serve the giblets to you. I think she did. It tasted like it anyway. Only joking. What time is it? Orla Kavanagh is in Rosemount Terrace. A very special happy birthday from Marina and all in Rosemount. Very happy Christmas to you. Lorraine McMonagall in Raria, New Mills, Letterkenny. Happy birthday from your mum and dad. Hi, Greg. Listening to Highland today at Mulroy College. Wanting to wish everyone at Highland Radio and Mulroy College a very peaceful Christmas and New Year. Please play Fairy Tale of New York. It is ready to go if we get time. Morning, Greg. Can you remind listeners not to feed their dogs any turkey bones or skin, as it's highly toxic to dogs? The last thing they need at Christmas is an emergency trip to the vet. Wow, I didn't know that. Big shout out to the man they call the Toy Man Union, doing unbelievable work for children. Thank you, Union, from Mary. Fair play to you indeed. Right, Owen Ferry is back in the house. Hi, Owen.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Owen. We were chatting to you early in the year, of course, as one of our finalists in the local Hero Talent Search early this year. You did brilliant, and it was a brilliant competition, and hopefully you enjoyed being a part of it, Owen. But again, it was great to work with you and to get to hear you perform.
Thanks very much. No, it was a great experience, definitely, to be involved at the local hero.
What's 2025 got in store for you, Owen?
Well, I'm in my first year of college, so I'm quite busy.
It's one of those, really, your career,
exactly,
you've so always got something else going on, haven't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, so I'm in St Mary's in Belfast, so I'll be quite busy with that. And then I have a good few stuff with music lined up and...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, you're in a big city, right? Mm-hmm. Can you do some gigs or performing or get the name out there in Belfast?
I've been very lucky in St Mary's to have a lot of opportunities to perform. We've done a musical. We've done High School Musical there a couple of weeks ago.
Big production, I take it.
Yeah, so I was lucky then to have one of the lead roles in that.
Brilliant.
So I was performing in that. And with our trad society and stuff as well, we're performing and... Yeah, I have a lot of opportunities. So I'm very lucky in Belfast. I feel like Belfast is a good city as well for music.
Yeah. I just think it's the audience as well, too.
Exactly,
because, you know, Donegal is fantastic and Donegal is great at supporting local artists, get me wrong. But if you get an opportunity to get the word out there and to perform in a city, you just never know where things are going, don't you?
Exactly.
All right, you're going to do a couple of songs for us. Christmas songs, indeed. I'm looking forward to both of these, actually. Which one do you want to do first?
I'll start with Walking in the Air.
All right, brilliant. This is a classic. You're doing this in Irish?
Yeah, doing it in Irish.
I'm not sure I've heard it in Irish before. If I have, it was you that did it.
Yeah, it was me, the translator. My primary school teacher that translated it when I was young. So.
Okay, this is our own Owen Ferry. He's playing the keyboard himself, of course, and singing a Scaliger, Walking in the Air.
Ich schulde frig an er Ang ja lost es zu as und spät
gallus merge gechulch len. Is conny meshikiar egrisan spereru armani. Is fager vein shaws this egg mohi.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Singing's brilliant. Love the fact it's an Irish horn. But I mean, if that's a lovely piece of music, isn't it? It's beautiful,
it's a
arrangements.
Song, yeah.
But even just the what you've done with it, with the accompaniment element of it, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and you like Christmas?
I love Christmas, yeah.
What do you like most about Christmas?
Spending time with family and, you know, seeing people that you don't see that often.
Yeah.
I just love everyone coming together. And especially now when you're away as well, it's lovely seeing all your friends and spending time.
Well, that's it. You know, we appreciate our friends and family, our community all of the time, but sometimes you do need to head away for a bit and then come back.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. Yeah, it makes it special.
That, exactly. And it's often at this time of year. And you're off, presumably, to January.
Yeah, back. And actually, back quite early in January, right. Back on the 6th, but still have 3 weeks off.
Like, yeah, so fantastic. Yeah. Any gigs? Or are you just going to chill out?
Chilling out.
You can only do so much as well.
Exactly, yeah. So going to take it easy. Doing a bit of music in Leo's Tavern on New Year's.
But, excellent. Yeah. All right, good stuff. Right, now our second song, O Holy Night.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine. Nor ill to Gaelic Lonru see on thee a rogue Christ mocked Le Fodele and only Pachis men were Gerhan. Is her crayer than a fear? They don't escape. That's it, or none of them. It went in the chickmarge and glory. Divine.
well done, Owen. That's something else. You're like Santi, actually. You always deliver, especially around Christmas time.
Thank you very much.
Listen, great to have you on the show. Thanks so very much indeed. And we look forward to chatting to you again in 2025. Absolutely. Continued success. Enjoy your Christmas and good luck with the studies. And I'm sure we'll chat to you again real soon.
Thanks, Greg.
We're going to be giving away a car worth over €30,000 in about 4 minutes. If you've been watching our stream, you will see the beautiful Toyota Yaris Cross worth over €30,000. That car is going to be won in the next number of moments, and it's going to be put on some nice new 251 plates as well. Sean Quinn, our sales manager, is in studio with us, Sean. And this is the culmination of what's been an amazing competition. We've already given away €10,000. 10 lucky people are €1,000 richer, and someone is going to have this beautiful car, as I say, in the next few minutes. It's been great.
It's been unbelievable, Greg. I can't believe it's actually we've got here. It's been very, very busy. Well supported, so we thank everybody for that. And then somebody just in the next few minutes is going to be extremely happy because they're going to have a fabulous brand new Toyota Yaris Cross. Unbelievable car. We've driven it, we've seen it. It's been in the shopping centre, who I want to thank for that, by the way, because they were very generous with their space. So good luck to everybody.
Everyone who bought a ticket, whether you bought it online, whether you came into the station, whether or not you rang in, every single person has a number, and every one of you who bought a ticket, whether it was the first ticket or the last ticket sold, everyone is in that trombola, which has been stirred around extensively over the course of the last while, of course. This couldn't have happened without the cooperation of Brendan Kelly of Kelly's Toyota. Brendan, thanks so much for getting on board. It's proven really, really popular, and I'll tell you, it's a testimony to how popular the Toyota brand is. But sure, you see that every day of the working year.
Yeah, thanks, Greg, and thanks, Sean. On behalf of everybody at Kelly's Toyota, we're delighted to have partnered with Highland Radio for this amazing draw that they run every year. And this is especially good for us this year because we're celebrating 50 years selling Toyota in Donegal. So a big thank you to Highland and a big thank you to all the staff from our own Kelly's Toyota.
It's a remarkable achievement, half a century in any business whatsoever, but particularly I think the car trade, because it's about relationships, isn't it? It's about return trade. It's about customer care. It's about a quality product. You know, you can't mess around in car sales. You get found out very quickly. So your team obviously doing amazing work over the last 50 odd years.
Yeah, that's correct, Greg. And, you know, I would say between 50 and 60% of our customer base are repeat customers, yeah, coming every 2 or 3 years. But and in the Letterkenny and surrounding areas, we have a lot of new customers coming to the Toyota Hybrid and the plug-in hybrid range.
And Toyota is one of those brands, isn't it? You know, the market now is very different compared to it where it was 50 years ago. I think it's all the more remarkable that year after year, the company knocks out one of the most popular cars, if not the most popular cars, across, you know, different types of styles of vehicles and what have you. But to stay relevant and to stay so popular, to be still topping that list with all the competition that's out there, it's actually kind of a remarkable story to me. It's not remarkable because it's the product, but you know what I mean? In such a changing world and landscape.
Like Toyota in Ireland is number one for the last few years. Toyota in Donegal this year is number one. We have 5 models in the top 10 selling models in Donegal this year, which
that's
is quite remarkable.
Yeah.
It's down to the product, it's down to the resale value of a Toyota, and it's down to the service that I...
100%. Because it only works, you are Toyota. You know, the brand is there, right? But you're Toyota on the ground.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's why the cars do so well up here. 24, what was big for in terms of like the biggest vehicle, or any surprises, or did something take off that you weren't anticipating? Or
SUVs.
Yeah.
SUVs is becoming the big buzz in Donegal and nationally. The RAV4 is our best selling car in 2024. And followed by the Corolla Cross, the Yaris Cross, But we have a range of cars that suits everybody, and the self-charging hybrid is a happy medium, no range anxiety, no plug-in, and it's just super reliable.
Okay, we'll talk
not
more.
Not a bad wee salesman there.
Nice, all right. You probably stick it out for another 50. Right, okay, what we're going to do without further ado, because we'll have more time to talk whilst we validate the number. So I'm going to invite both of you to get up there. This is it, lads and ladies. This is the draw. We've got Brendan and we have Brendan and we've got Sean. Sean is confidently rotating the trombola. Right, okay, so for those watching, for those not watching, sorry, if you're listening on the radio, Sean is now taking the top off, opening the lid. We can see Brendan's hands are completely empty. He's digging in deep. He's pulled out a number, and this is it, folks. This is the number, and it's 1,000. Sorry, 14,238. Isn't that correct? I don't want to misread that. 14,238. We'll let go that way, and then we're guaranteed to have it right. So 14,238. We've just witnessed that being drawn out of that trombola, which has been mixed extensively, and Brendan dug deep. 14,238. The car's won. You've won that. But we're going to give you a call just to see if we can get a chat to you in advance. Talk to me about this car. This is one of those cars, a wee bit like TARDIS, you know, those old Doctor Who things, in that the cross, you have the space, and it feels big inside, right? And it is. But at the same time, its footprint is maybe of a smaller car. That's the cross, isn't it? Yeah. But I can see why they'd be popular, because you get the high riding style, the SUV feel, but you can comfortably park it in a car parking space in Letterkenny.
Yeah, the crosses or the SUVs are becoming very popular because of height, but it's all to do with the platform. And Toyota have a platform that they can make it shorter, wider, longer wheelbase. But it's just in the rear space in the back is super in that car by the design.
Yeah, and also back in the day, and it's still the case to some extent, right, you talk about the power of a car, but now, especially with some of these hybrids, you have a relatively small petrol engine. I don't think people even know what size engines in a lot of them. What is it, 1 litre, 1.2, whatever? But then you're going to have to do that again, Caroline. And then what happens is that you throw the electric motor in. So in terms of acceleration or poke or whatever, you know, it seems less relevant, the actual
size of the
size
engine.
Of the engine. Yeah, because does that make sense?
Once you accelerate, you have the power of the battery, the motor and the engine pushing you along. Mm. People used to say that hybrids won't work in Donegal, but hybrids are built for Donegal.
Yeah, for sure.
You're on the petrol up the hill, you're on the electric on the flat, and you're on the electric.
And if your car, I'm not sure of the Toyotas because I haven't driven one for a while, but there's different brands as well. Some do the regenerative.
You can change that, Greg.
Well, I could work with you big time. No, but you know, with regenerative braking, sometimes it's an option, and people should always switch that on because it really adds to the economy. Jacqueline McBride, Martin White.
Hello, how are you?
How are you getting on? Jacqueline McBride's in Milford. Any crack? This is Greg Hughes here at Highland Radio. What are you up to?
I'm just out getting the Christmas shopping in the middle of the madness.
Getting last through your last few bits. All right, you're not listening to the radio, I don't suppose, no?
No, not when I'm out and about and down the stores, not.
All right, okay. Well, sorry to interrupt your shopping, but it'll be okay. Yeah. We are here with Brendan Kelly of Kelly's Toyota and Sean Quinn, our head of sales here, and me, Greg Hughes, and we're live in Highland Radio, and we've just pulled a ticket out of our trombola, and that ticket number was 14,238. So we checked the name associated with that ticket, and guess whose name it was?
I can't believe it.
Jacqueline McBride, you've just won yourself a beautiful Toyota Yaris Cross worth over €30,000. It is yours. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yep. I can't believe it.
Okay. And you will have it, of course, early New Year, because we're going to put it on nice, fresh plates for you. And you'll be scooting from Milford to Letterkenny and all over the place in your beautiful Yaris Cross. How do you feel?
Oh, my God. I'm delighted. Thank you so, so much.
Brilliant.
Thanks so much. Oh, my God.
Nice little start for Christmas. Sean Quinn, a big congratulations to Jacqueline.
Oh, well done, Jacqueline. Congratulations. I'm sure you're going to be absolutely delighted. What a way to start 2025.
What a way. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Very good. And it's all thanks as well to our association with Brendan Kelly of Kelly's Toyota. Brendan, obviously you can hear Jacqueline there live from Dunn's Stores. We should be getting some cash off Dunn's as well. Oh, you can't hear her because you've no headphones on. But Jacqueline's absolutely delighted, Brendan. Do you
congratulations, Jacqueline. Feel free. Sean will be in contact and feel free. We'll get you on the road in early January.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
But it's yours. If you want to come up and sit in it on your way home, don't worry about that. It's your car. It's not ours anymore. It's yours, Jacqueline.
Bring the shopping up from Dunn's straight away. We'll get a picture.
That's great. Thank you so much. Thanks a million. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Congratulations to you. Well done. And that's it. Jacqueline McBride from Milford is the winner of that beautiful, beautiful car. Listen, commiserations to those of you who didn't win. It's going to be back, of course, at some point next year. But we've had a lot of winners. We've had 10 people each receiving €1,000. And now we've got Jacqueline there, who is the winner of that brilliant car. And there's something different about the way we do things up here. You know, like, she's doing her shopping in Dunn's and she just answers the phone and we give her a car. It's just something about
that. That's just
brilliant. The way we do things in Donegal, isn't it?
You know,
out and about, win a car.
You left the house in your old car and now you're going home knowing you've won a brand new car.
And it's a beauty. And as I said earlier on, it's got all the bells and whistles that you want. The Android Auto, the Apple Play, that would be one of the things I look for. It's big enough to sit a child seat in the back with the ISOFIX, but you can still sit two adults in there as well, and loads of boot space and a great bit of poke on it as well. And it's a hybrid. It's a hybrid, which is... and then there's automatic lights and all the other stuff you'd expect. So it's a beautiful car, 143-238. We don't have to put that one back in because that's it, done and dusted. I'll talk to you briefly again in a second, Brendan, but I just wanted to congratulate everyone again involved in the Home for Christmas. I presume they had a lovely weekend. And again, I just wanted to mention the fact that, you know, just not unlike our association with Brendan and Toyota here, you know, what we did on Friday wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the cooperation of some amazing businesses, Sean.
Absolutely, Greg. And I got a lovely message from the family over the weekend. They'd kind of settled down a little bit and they were just completely and utterly overwhelmed with what we did. And but as I said on Friday, it's not what we do. It's the partners that we have in the whole process and the sponsors that we have. Although they've remained anonymous, they know who they are and we couldn't do it without them. Another company that I actually forgot to mention and I should have mentioned was Atlantic Travel, because we couldn't do it without them. Their expertise on the actual flight times, the transfers,
I mean, they're one of those companies anyway. They've got an amazing reputation. I've had some dealings with them. They can't do enough for you. It is just an amazing way to plan something. They are there from the beginning to the end and take the hassle out of anything. And they're a fantastic local business as well, Atlantic Travel. And they've got all the insurance protections and all that kind of stuff. It's a great way to do stuff. And it can actually just be a weekend break. You know, a lot of people associate these the travel companies, you know, with your 14 nights somewhere or other. They do your New York breaks. They do your European city breaks as well. A brilliant company.
Do you know that word trust? That's the big word for
them. Not familiar with it.
Because I am every day. Yeah. But there is that trust there, because when I go every year and I say, I need this done, I need this time, the information you give, they give back to me, I trust it, I know it's going to work. And now this is 3 years on the trot and it has worked every time. Yeah. I was so happy to see the family land on Wednesday, I'm not going to lie, because I was a little bit worried about if there was a delay this time of year from Australia. But what a lovely family. What a lovely surprise. Mm. I want to thank the hotel again, because they went above and beyond. They were there for 48 hours. We locked them up for 48 hours.
Amazing. It was brilliant. All right. Fantastic stuff. Thanks to Atlantic Travel and all the other businesses that were... iMotors, of course, stepped up to the plate, and Donegal Airport were there. They got us great access. The Villarose, the Gallen Group, all wonderful people. That's why, Brendan, it's so great to work with you, because, I mean, Kelly's Toyota, it's another brand that it's a lift for us to be associated with. Do you know what I mean? Because it's held in such high regard. Hopefully we can do it again, Brendan. It's been a wonderful wee journey.
Hopefully, Greg.
And if you need a brand ambassador, I am your man, and I am prepared to grovel, climb Mount Eriugel on my hands and knees.
You get no envelope today, by the way.
Hey, Brendan, continued success. Just in terms of still... people looking for the brand new car ready to go in stock. What's the crack? How's stock at the moment? Is it easy to get cars in?
Yeah, availability of new cars is within 4 or 5 days.
Brilliant. So
we're back to pre-COVID.
Okay.
And I just want to thank all the staff of Kelly's Toyota, both Letterkenny and Mount Charles, for the hard work they've put in year after year to make us the success that we are.
Yeah, indeed. Brilliant stuff, Brendan. Great to have you on the show as well, by the way. Mate. Brendan Kelly of Kelly's Toyota, Letterkenny Mount Charles as well, for those of you listening in the south of the county. And Sean Quinn, Head of Sales, thank you so very much indeed. And that's where we have to leave it. We're going to be a little bit late going to John Bresson around the northwest, but it was just to make sure we got Jacqueline on and everything. Okay, have a wonderful day. Stay safe, stay tuned. We're back with more Christmas fun on the 9 till noon show tomorrow from 9. John Bresson's taking up the reins after the news at 12.